Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Lord, wow. We are running Missions Month. As you know, this is a month of missions. It's Kingdom Now. It's always Kingdom Now. What do we mean by that? The Kingdom of Jesus Christ is never stagnant. So He raises up the body of Christ, which is you and I. And you and I are Kingdom Now. Wherever we are, whatever we do, whatever we say, people look at us. The call is clear. Every member is a minister. What does that mean? It means that not only pastors are ministers, every Christian is a minister. And by minister, we mean every Christian is alive and obedient in the hand of Holy Spirit. Wherever you go, wherever you sit, wherever you stand, doesn't matter whether you're in your work situation, whether you're commuting, doesn't matter. But your heart is focused on God and you are willing, to be used by the Lord. Amen. And guys, if you look at South Africa today, the call is clear. The time is now. The call is clear. The time is now. Christians cannot sit around do nothing anymore. Christians cannot just come to church anymore. They can come to church, it's fantastic, but in the week from Monday to Sunday must also be Sunday for every Christian. That we can be used by the Spirit of God. That we see the world with the eyes of Jesus. Kingdom Now. That's why we've got all the shirts on and you got a wonderful sticker this morning that you can stick on your neighbor's car. If you don't want to put it in your car, wherever you want to stick it. To remind you, when Jesus Christ came to the earth, what did He do? He showed heaven to earth. He healed people. He drove the devil out. He set those captives free. He broke the bondages. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 1 that evening everyone came to that house where Jesus lived. And they brought all the demonic people, those that were demonic obsessed. They brought all the sick. And the Bible says He healed them all. And they believed in Him. So salvation also took place. So as we share this morning with one another, what we are actually saying is, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And the problem sometimes with us as Christians is we don't believe it. We look at ourselves, we give ourselves a 3 out of 10. Now, I don't care what you give yourself, but God gives you 10 out of 10. Because He made you well. He made you in His image and in His likeness. And He gave you His Holy Spirit. And if you are filled with the Spirit of God, then Holy Spirit will speak to you every single day of your life. When you stand up in the morning and you run to work and you forgot to spend some time with the Lord and to just connect with Holy Spirit again, then the Lord will remind you. He will not condemn you. He will not convict you. He'll just remind you that He's with you, because that's what He said. And what is missions all about? What is Christians all about? What is evangelism all about? It's about a people and a church that is awake. Awake, my soul. Make a way for another person in the darkness. Amen? You see, we are the light. We are the salt and the light on the face of the earth. So we've got the torches. So when load shedding is on, there's a permanent load shedding in the spiritual world. Darkness tries to overcome the world. Amen? And the devil in the last days, go read Matthew 24, Luke 21. The church needs to arise. The church needs to wake up. Amen? Every Christian needs to wake up and connect with God. And on that point, Pastor Gebhardt requested me, as senior pastor and prophet of this house, to make a call upon you to say this Tuesday evening, now Tuesday, with 2 days, He calls upon each single one in this congregation to come and pray on Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. Are we going to pray against the coronavirus? You see, the coronavirus has a name. That name is under the name of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, Paul wrote something wrong in Philippians 2, verse 9 to 11, where Paul says that at the name of Jesus, he says, Father God, raise up the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. What does that mean? It means that a virus has a name. A sickness has a name. Is that true? And if it has a name, it is under the name of Jesus. So that's the reason why we will not moan about load shedding. We will pray about load shedding. We will not moan about the coronavirus. We will wash our hands and not be stupid. But what we will do is we will pray. And the power of corporate prayer, you've got no idea. When two people pray together in Matthew 18, 19, what does Jesus say? Jesus says, when two or more of you come together and you agree in prayer, whatsoever ye shall ask shall be given unto you from Father which is in heaven. And isn't that amazing? So Jesus says, if two people pray together in agreement, in unity, in whatsoever they shall ask, my Father shall give it to them. Isn't that amazing? So do you know what power there is in corporate prayer? Do you have any understanding what it means when 2,000 people or 3,000 people come together and grab hold of God and pray and do spiritual warfare and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ? That's what we are made for, aren't we? Thank you for the one amen. That's what we're made for. So there's an official call out from the leader of this church that says, please come and pray with me on Tuesday evening. And let's pray against the coronavirus that it shall die and dry up. Let me prophesy to you, as quickly as what the coronavirus came, as quickly it will go. But God allows things like these, but He wants the church to arise. He wants the church to wake up. He wants you and I to wake up. He wants us to not look at whatever the problems in our lives is. He wants us to understand God's plan, God's global plan for the world. What is that? To save the lost. You see, many need Jesus Christ out there. Many need God's word. Many need to be born again and saved again. They are in darkness. They're going to hell every moment of a time in a day. If you look at the world, how many people die? How many is going to heaven? How many is going to hell? I think more going to hell than to heaven. Why? Because the Christians are asleep. So what does the Lord says? The Lord is saying to you and I this morning is that we, the Christians, we that are children of God, must respond to God's word. What did Jesus say? Jesus, when he finished his work, Jesus said, go, therefore, make disciples of all nations. So he said, go and proclaim this gospel. Go and proclaim me. Talk about me, because I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If you accept me as Lord and Savior, then you go to heaven. Then you have eternal life, and you have power on the face of the earth. That's what he said. Then he said, make disciples of the people. Teach them to be born again is step number one. Baptize in water, step number two. Filled with the Holy Spirit, step number three. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you begin to function in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, step number four, 1 Corinthians 12. When you begin to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's then that the church is coming alive. When we listen to the Holy Spirit, when He speaks to us and say, do that, pray that, do that, then the church is alive. And that's what it's all about. That's what missions is all about. That's what outreach is all about. That's what Kingdom Now is all about. And here's the key of the key. You see, you cannot love people if you don't love God. I will preach this morning until I drop, but if you do not love God and you have a relationship with God, how in the world will you love people? And the biggest other problem of Christians today is they don't even love themselves. Things happened in their past. Come on, talk to me this morning. Things happened in your past, you don't love yourself. Well, get over it. And do not allow the devil to what happened in your past to drag that into your future. Don't let the devil drag your past into the future. Go read 1 John 1 verse 8 and 9 that says that if you have sinned, you can come and ask the Lord for forgiveness and repent before Him, and He will forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It is simple as that. That's the escape clause in the Bible. When we mess up, we can always come and ask for forgiveness, and God forgives us and we can continue. Isn't that true? But you know what people do? Even wonderful Christians like you and I, we forget about Luke 10:27. What does Luke 10:27 says? If you look on the board, look at that scripture. What does that scripture says? It says, Jesus, he answered and said, excuse me, you shall love the Lord with what? With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor, and you must love yourself. Amen? Isn't that amazing? So God says, love me with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind. And if you focus on God, it comes in line with Matthew 6:33 that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be added unto you. You see, when we seek the Lord, when we connect with God, the amazing thing is the more I love the Lord Jesus, the more I do what He says in His Word. And that means to make a way for other people. Kingdom now. When you walk into the restaurant, you are kingdom now. You are Jesus in that restaurant. If you walk into your workplace, you are kingdom now. I don't care whether everyone is swearing around you. You are kingdom now. You've got the answer. You've got the torch. You are the salt. You are the light. Arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. That's who we are. And that's what God wants. He wants us awake. And Jesus gives you no option. In Luke 6:27, He says you must even love your enemies. So you must love God. You must love yourself. You must love your enemies. So they say, but I can't talk to that guy. That guy hurt me, and that guy did that, and that guy did that. It doesn't matter what the guy did. Even if he's your enemy, Jesus says, love him. Why? Because Jesus knows his love is the strongest tool out. And those people that hurt you, forgive them. Love them. Pray for them. And leave your past in the past. Let your past not dictate your future. Because if you allow that, you'll forever have a chair or something that you're dragging behind you. Some chain you will drag around you. You'll never be free. And you'll be Holy Spirit filled and you'll speak in tongues, but you'll not be free. If you say to me, but Pastor, I don't understand about what Jesus said when He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. It simply means proclaim the gospel. Lead people to Jesus Christ. Lead them unto salvation. Secondly, teach them how to be like Jesus. Make disciples of them. Teach them the steps of spiritual growth. What are the steps of spiritual growth? I've just said it. To be born again, John chapter 3. To be baptized, Romans 6:4, Colossians 2:12. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, Luke 11:13, Acts 2 verse 38. To flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and 9 gifts. There may be more, but there are 9. Romans 5, there's also some other gifts. Gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12. Flowing in the gifts is when you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and you listen, you obey, you do what God says, and you see the wonderful thing. I don't want to tell you what happened to me yesterday. I was just in a place where I went to buy something quickly, and there was a little boy that stood behind me that wanted something. And I don't want to tell you the rest of the story because then I give my reward away. Amen. I want my reward in heaven. But all that I did is I heard the plea of this little boy's heart, and I saw that, you know, that mom did not have money for what he wanted. But I had the money. So little boy's heart was very, very happy yesterday. When a stranger gave something that he could buy what he wanted. Isn't that what we should do? And that little guy, it's amazing. It's just amazing how the whole attitude of the whole family changes behind me. And I'm not only talking about money. I'm talking about Christians that are alive and awake. That's what I'm talking about. That we cannot today sit and do nothing anymore. We can't be consumers anymore. We must be contributors. By that I mean I can't moan about load shedding. My God, let's pray for Eskom. We are the light. So where we are, there's more light in the darkness, is what Eskom can give in load shedding. And I say that with a smile and teasing a little bit, but that's really what Christians are. You see, you may listen to this sentence. Why should people hear the gospel twice if many around the world have not even heard it once? So where you move, my brother and my sister, have everyone in that place heard the gospel? You may say yes. Then I said, that's wonderful. But a very well-known pastor made this quote and said, why should people hear the gospel twice if there are so many people in the world that have not even heard about Jesus Christ once? Wow, that speaks to my mission heart. It speaks to my evangelism heart. It speaks to me that some people say to me, but Pastor, I'm so busy. Pastor, I'm so busy. I just can't go out. I can't go with these outreaches and things. Then I said, that's fine. If you can't go, give us money that we can go. Turn to your neighbor and say, money. Turn to your other neighbor, says it belongs to God. Turn to your other neighbor and say, silver and gold belongs to God. Turn back to your previous neighbor and say, money is God's. He gives it and he takes it. Hello? Yes? And he checks you how faithful you are. So yeah, let me tell you, what is the crux of church alive and kingdom now? The crux is Christians that are alive. You see, if I love the Lord Jesus Christ and I love a precious person close to me, I personalize it. You see, if I don't take the word of God and I personalize what Jesus says, go proclaim the gospel, make disciples. I can stand next to the rugby field and see little guys play rugby, but I can still be the salt and light where all the other fathers are swearing. I don't have to swear. I can just smile and say, go, Zippo. Jesus helps you. Go, Zippo. Help him, angel. Hello. Where all the other fathers are swearing and saying, you will not get food today if you don't score try. Hello. Am I talking to the right people? You look so holy this morning. You look so holy, not a problem in the world. But that's what God is talking about. God says, be like me, be like Jesus. Personalize the command I gave. What is the command? What must I personalize? I must personalize the command of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit abilities, resources, gifts that He's given me, that I will use that to build His kingdom. That's what it means. The Lord says, I've given you Holy Spirit. I've given you gifts. I've given you resources. I've given you abilities. Use that to advance my kingdom. Do you not for one moment think, if you give unto the Lord, that God will not give unto you? Think with me. That's how it works. Because you can never outgive God. And we call some people doctors. What does doctors do? Doctors heal people through medication and operations and whatever. What do you call a woman that picks up a child and cares for a child and hugs a child and kisses a child and feeds a child? You call her a mom. Is that true? Now, what are we? What are our names? Ask your neighbor, what is your name? You're very quiet this morning. You see, we are Christians. We are little Christs. Amen. Little Christ, that's where the word Christian comes from. And in Acts 1 verse 8, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, what was the instruction? The instruction was, now go and be my witnesses. That's the instruction. Christians are witnesses of Jesus Christ and of the power of God and the love of God. And Christians have a specific task to do, and very simple. Christians go, they heal people in the name of Jesus. They do deliverance on people. They chase the demons out. They set people free. They break the bondages. Christians lead people to Christ. They are the way. They are the light that God has given on the face of the earth to bring other people to salvation. Ask yourself in this year, how many people have you led to Jesus? How many people have you prayed for? How many people were healed through you? How many times have you not criticized but prayed? Hello? You see, we're very quick to point the finger. But I always say, if you point this finger like this, there are three fingers pointing back at you. Amen? So what should Christians do? Christians should be like Jesus. We should be his arms and his hands and his ears, which we are on the face of the earth. That's who we really are. So there are many opportunities in this church that we create. This morning, we've given you a report that is on your seat that tells you just a fraction of what this body of Christ is doing. That includes you and includes the staff, includes the whole body of Christ. I want to say thank you for every single one that reached out this year to change the lives of people. Thank you. You've done so well. So my request this morning is very simply, become involved and do something. Become involved. If you can't do something, you can give towards missions. You can give towards kingdom now. You can give towards advancing the kingdom. And this is what it's all about today, because the Bible says in Matthew 6:21, if I can remember correctly, the Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So this morning, if I look at this amazing report of 2019 and you have a look what is inside of it, I say, my goodness, this is just a fraction. Remember, if we tell you everything we do, then it is really too much. We will have to give you a report as half an inch thick of everything that we do. But this year, very specifically, we give you an overview of some of the things that we've done, and we've done it so well, and we're going to make a call on you. But before we do that, we want to just encourage you to say, may the Lord help you today. Where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And I will show you a short video clip on just what we have achieved in this year. Just a short clip of little under 4 minutes that you can have an idea of community impact. That's what we call it. Empower community impact, the way we impact the community, the way we go into the schools and the hospitals and all these places and all the things that we do. Short video clip to give you an idea. Will you please look at that? Thank you. Amen. Wow, I feel so proud when I look at that. Amen. Don't you feel proud? Yes, because you have been part of that, this congregation. So to me, it's a huge privilege this morning to present to you this annual report of 2019. And some of the things that you've seen in the video clip is in the report, and there's really much, much more that has been done. We normally every year compile a full year's report, which is about so thick, of all the outreach activities of this body of Christ. And I'm so proud of every single one of you in this congregation, those that give, those that are involved, those that go and do with us. And I want to encourage you really this morning to, if you cannot go, give. Is that fine? If you cannot go, if you're too busy, we understand that, but then you can give. And that's my call to you this morning. Give so that we can continue with the work of God, that this body of Christ can continue to reach out as Empower Community Impact. We can continue impacting the community. To have missionaries in the field and do all the things we do costs money. And that is expenses that we cannot as church carry many times we do. And as we give to community impact, as we give, we call it faith promise. You'll see in the middle of your brochure, you will see that we are trusting the Lord. If you look at the last page, you'll see we are trusting the Lord. In 2019, we spent 2.3 million rand on all the outreaches. We're really trusting God for 2020 for 2.8 million. Amen. Really trusting God for 2.8 million. You said, how will you get that? If every one of you give a few rand, we will get there. Amen. And in the brochure, you will find there's a faith promise debit order. We would really like to ask you to read that carefully. We're going to give you opportunity now to, if you can please read that debit order and see what it's all about. And at the back of the debit order, you'll see there is the faith promise pledge. This is what we're going to do now. If I can ask the people that don't have pens, that you will put up your hands, and I'll ask the team to hand out pens quickly. What is faith promise? Faith promise is, today I trust the Lord and I ask the Lord, Lord, what can I give towards missions? It's not part of your tithe. It's part of your additional offerings that you give. It's what you come every Sunday, you tithe faithfully, and perhaps every Sunday you give a few rand. It's that type of money. It's part of an extra offering that you give for missions to do the outreach. And you will see, we explain it to you at the back of the debit order form. We explain very clearly what faith promise is. It is, I make a promise today, and I trust the Lord that I will have the money to pay. And one of the best ways to do that is to do it by debit order, because then we know that most of the times that debit orders come in regularly. And those of you that have filled in debit orders previously, thank you so much for that. But we will also want to ask today that you fill in the form again, the debit order form again, because some of the debit order forms have been either dropped by the bank or whatever the case may be, or dropped by whoever, or you stopped it and you think it's still going. So if you can please complete the debit order form and really trust the Lord in your heart to give towards missions. And I pray that I'm going to give us an opportunity to just bow our heads and pray and ask the Lord. And then I'm going to ask the team to hand out pens, and I'm going to ask you to fill in this debit order form. You can give it by debit order, you can give cash, you can give once off, you can give any way you like. You'll see there are different ways that you can give. At the back of the form says you can give a one-time gift, you can give a monthly contribution, and you can do it per debit order. Now, I've been doing it per debit order for many, many years. The reason is I trust the Lord that I will have money in the bank to pay towards faith promise, to pay towards missions. That is what I call faith. Amen. So I want to really encourage you this morning to open your hearts and let's pray so that Holy Spirit can talk to you, to not sit passively and do nothing but to hear what God is saying in your heart and trust the Lord for that amount that you can give that as an offering towards outreach. Here comes the fruit. People may ask me this question, but Pastor, we give, what fruit do I give out of it? So one day you come in heaven and there is, and the Lord Jesus says, okay, Jan van der Merwe, please stand here. Tsepo Mahlangu, please stand here. And all the people that you saved, please come and stand behind them. And all of a sudden, there are 3 million people that stand behind you. And you say, my goodness, where did these people come from? I never evangelized them. But actually, you did. You did by your giving. So someone else went because you gave, and it comes to your credit. That's how God is faithful. He's a faithful God, and He rewards faithfully. And if it's the first time you hear about faith promise giving, so welcome. This is how we do missions, and it's a good way to do it, to give you the opportunity. So let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father, thank you that we can come this morning, Lord, with a heart that is open towards you, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray for every precious person in this body of Christ this morning. Lord, every single one, that they will hear you, Lord, Holy Spirit. Thank you for speaking to them. Lord, thank you for encouraging them. Thank you for releasing faith in their hearts. As they ask you, Lord, what must they pledge? What must they faith promise? What must they promise that they will, by faith, have those funds to give it every month? Lord, be it 50 Rand, be it 100 Rand, doesn't matter. Father, I just pray that you'll speak to each and every individual right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, thank you for a giving people in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.